Hello, dears. Welcome to episode 4 of Lost Behind the Mask. So, at this point, I have talked to you guys about, you know, how I created this mask to survive. I kind of laid out for you guys what exactly I was hiding from. And, you know, I kind of went on a rant about, you know, other children that were in my shoes and about helping them, you know, and, you know, them being, you know, a little chaotic inside and needing help and, you know, not focusing so much on their behaviors, but focusing on the why, maybe fixing the why. But today, you know, we've established that I, you know, struggle with depression. And I know that is a really dark thing. And people don't realize how scary it is. You know, I am headstrong. I know that I would never act on, you know, any sort of suicidal thoughts. You know, it's not like I have a plan. You know, I'm not going to leave this world, but it gets dark sometimes. And some, you know, if somebody came up to me when I'm, you know, feeling the darkness and they gave me two options, just very easy options with no consequences. And they said, option one, you continue living. Option two, you die. You know, sometimes I want option two. And don't get me wrong, I have people that I care about and that care about me, but I've been fighting my entire life, and sometimes the fight is exhausting. And people don't understand that. And the worst part is another, you know, consequence of the mask that I created. You know, if I cry out for help and, you know, talk to a friend about it, you know, all they really know is the identity that I've created. You know, the happy, bubbly, disciplined person that is motivated and, you know, reaches for success. That's who they know me as. And so when I try to share, you know, that it's rough for me on the inside and, you know, I'm struggling and I'm not really in a good place, I don't really feel like they hear me. But as I've gotten older and as I started, you know, taking off the mask and facing my traumas, you know, I realized that I struggle with that pretty bad. And some days, you know, it's hard to get out of bed. It's hard to find that motivation. I want to crawl under the covers and stay there. You know, I want to disappear. I want to push everybody away. And it gets scary. So let's talk about overcoming that, because, you know, it's somebody once told me, kind of recently actually, they told me that the negative feelings, it's important to recognize that that's not who we are, to reframe that in as the negative feelings are flowing through us. So instead of saying I'm sad, say a feeling of sadness is flowing through me. And I like that. I love that, because that is accurate. You know, I do feel that at the end of the day, I am a happy and positive person and I love life. But sometimes an overwhelming and exhausting feeling of sadness flows through me. So let's talk about battling that. Let's talk about the days when I do not want to get out of bed. I have the hardest time getting out of bed. There's some practices that, you know, I do in my daily life that will help, you know, reframe my mindset. You know, I might start off with a podcast that I like. I'll just start playing it and I'm listening to it in bed and it gets me motivated. And eventually I get up out of bed and I start, you know, listening to music and I start getting ready for the day. Sometimes I journal. Journal is really huge for me, and that might not be, you know, your cup of tea, but, you know, something about putting pen to paper and organizing my thoughts and taking a moment to pay attention to what I'm feeling on the inside, giving those feelings attention, you know, giving myself that attention, it's huge. So, you know, I'll journal and I'll talk about the way I'm feeling, but I make sure that I also talk about what am I grateful for. Who do I love? Who loves me? What do I want to accomplish today? What am I proud of? What am I excited about? You know, start your day putting yourself in a better mindset. Everybody knows that working out and going to the gym, it helps. I mean, it's the craziest thing because it is so hard to get there sometimes. Sometimes, even when you actually start, you still don't want to be there. But most people can't deny that at the end of the workout, they're glad that they went. They feel good about it. Isn't that weird? Isn't it weird that something that is so hard to do, it almost always will make you feel better? Music. I connect with music. I love music. I love all types of music. On my playlist, you will literally find classic country, Christian, EDM. I mean, you name it, you'll probably find it on my playlist. If that shows you how diverse my personality is. But music definitely helps me. And then I have a relationship with God. I was about to say I'm religious. That is something that I don't necessarily claim because I don't feel like I fall into the stereotype of religion, but I do have a really active relationship with God. And so, you know, that definitely is grounding for me. So yeah, there's things that you can do to pull yourself out of bed. Getting fresh air is a big one. You know, sunshine fuels my soul. So get some fresh air, get in the sun. Eating healthy is good. But anyways, I'm sure if you're battling with depression, I'm sure that somebody has talked to you about these things. We know these things. And I also know the days when you know that what you need to do to pull yourself out, but you can't find the energy to do it. I know the days when I look at the options or I consider the options that are going to put me in a better headspace. And I am lacking so much motivation that I make the choice to not do it. And those days I end up staying in bed for a long time. I end up ordering too much fast food that I don't need because I'm an emotional eater. And I'll eat and I'll create a depressed apartment. I don't know if you've ever heard that, but you know, when you're in a state of depression, often your living space will become messy and you've gotten behind on laundry. The trash has piled up. The dishes have piled up. You have fast food boxes all over the house. You know, your bed isn't made, you know, it becomes a negative environment. You're allowing the negativity to flow into your safe space. And yeah, that just, I mean, if that doesn't show you how scary depression can be, I mean, it takes over everything. It affects my friendships. You know, when I have a day like that and I'm going into a state of depression, you know, I'll make plans. Sometimes I'll even get dressed for those plans. I'll get in my car and I'll start driving and I will cancel because I don't have the energy to do it. Sometimes I won't answer my phone. I won't text back. And I hate that because I love the people that are in my life, but I know that the way that I'm being is going to push them away, or, you know, some of them have been in my life for so many years. I know they're not going anywhere, but you know, that doesn't make a good friend. You know, I don't want to be inconsistent to them and, you know, a flaky friend or a bad friend, you know, a friend that doesn't respond. But depression is ugly and it's a battle. It's a constant battle. So friends, if you're struggling with depression, you know, I highly encourage you to implement one of the practices that I talked about, you know, to try to reframe your mindset. You know, I'm reading this book. It's called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. It's by Joe Dispenza. And if you've never heard of him, I highly recommend it. He's extremely inspiring. And, you know, it's kind of about taking control of your life. And, you know, I mean, you'll have to go check it out. It's great. And he's listening to him, his podcast, and listen, you know, reading his book, it's been huge for me. And something, you know, he wants you to gain control. And some days I practice, you know, those things, and some days it's a lot harder. So sorry if this episode was a little, obviously I didn't plan anything out. So I was just kind of rambling, but I hope you get the gist of it. Thanks for listening.